Gary's with us. How are you, Gary?
Very well, Sean. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, beautiful day. Just driving through Muswellbrook. Actually, sparkles of the driving, and it's a beautiful day. I mean, it's going to get about 20 degrees. Brett Kavanagh, Gavin was telling me, texting him this morning, it was minus 6 at his place this morning. Now, that is cold. It was zero at Mockingbarney and Maitland, where I live. But the days have been beautiful, but gee.
Yeah.
You know, we say it every time we come on here, but, you know, we need that much rain. It's not funny. Yeah. Terrible.
Terrible. Yeah, exactly. Now, the first today, 120 Prince, 151, 2 Candace Tiger, 11, number 3 Myrtle Court, 151, 4 Say Your Water, 81, 5 Arno, 10, 6 Dreamalot, 9, 7 Out, 8 Peanut Vendor, 151, 9 Bill and Ted, 380, 10 More Chili, 225, 11 Amwala, 420, and 12 Macau, 21, 225, and number 10 More Chili, the favourite.
I'm with Chris Lees as Colt here, number 10 More Chili. Chris accepted with him in a race at Lyon tomorrow. And he's got to run here. He's an Australian bloodstock, two-year-old by Sizzling. And his run was an eye-catcher on debut at Muswellbrook on the 6th of July when Kedar won the race. Pluck and Lucky run third. This fella run second. Pluck and Lucky come out and won at Cessnock. Since this bloke was worse than midfield of the home turn. And he ran on really strong in the centre of the track to get beat about half, what was it? Yeah, just on a length. Round about a length. Now, that was 1,000, Sean. He goes to the 1,100 a day on the big track, and he's going to be very, very hard to hold out for, Chili. Been very, very good money since the prices went up for number 9, Bill and Ted, trained by Adam Duggan at Gosford. Mitchell Bell to ride. Barrier 1. Had two trials for the first up run, but it's never raced, actually. Run second in a trial at Wyong back on the 15th of June, and then at Newcastle the other day behind a very smart horse at Kim Wars that I reckon's a good thing there tomorrow, Oxford Tycoon. He was back running last from the start. Amelia Denby rode, he took him back to last, and the colt was never, ever allowed to stretch out. Got beat about 3 lengths. I thought the trial was very good, and the money that's come for him suggests that he'll be hard to beat. Number 5, Arnold. 2 good placings this time in. Brett Kavanagh's got the horse. Sky Bogan, whom I'm riding. It's my third pick. And number 11, Emanuela. Tell you what, it trial good. Paul Massara's got it. First starter. An Animal Kingdom. Travis Wolfgram to ride. And I reckon that trial at Muswellbrook the other day when it ran fourth behind Big Money was good enough to give it a chance here. So the numbers are 10, 9, 5, and 11.
Righto, race 2, 1 Little Jeffrey, 9.50, 2 Magic Stan, 81, number 3 Aquila, 23, 4 Burgalicious, 41, 5 Crystal Pearl, 41, 6 Desi's Magic, 151, number 7 Love's Glory, 151, 8 Oyster is 34, 9 Out, number 10 Hoag's, 240, 10 Tash Onson is 310, 12 Flying Bliss, $5, 13 Stratachiever is 9.50, favourite 240, number 10 Hoag's.
Yes, it'll be hard to beat, but I like the other one, the second pick, I think it is. Tash Simpson. Trained by Bjorn Baker. This fella has had 3 runs, yet to run a place. But he had a couple of runs early in the year. He ran 5th one day at Wyong. It wasn't too bad for a race like this. Then he went to the paddock, and he come back with a very good 4th the other day at Muswellbrook behind Kedar and Moore Chili. He got back midfield, he chased home really good, Greg Ryan rode him, and he got beat about a length and a quarter in a solid race over the 1,000. Now, today, the 1,100, again, the long straight will suit him. Mitchell Bell's riding him today, and because Greg is riding the favourite hoax, and I thought that Car Chance would be very, very hard to beat. Hoax, trained by Johnny Ramsey, he's had the 1 run. He ran 2nd at Wellington just recently on the 10th of July. He got beat about a length and a half. He had a nice trail. Greg rode him. He got off heels on the corner. He ran on okay, but he had every possible hope. I don't think there's a lot between them, but I like number 11, Tar Chanson, to beat 10 Hoax. Number 12, Flying Bliss, for Paul Perry. Third run back. Thought it was going well enough to be a chance. Josh Adams to ride. And number 13, Stratachiever, ran fourth in a very, very fast race on debut at Newcastle, a 900 behind Witherspoon, who only got run down right on the post Randwick on Saturday. Yeah. So the form out of that race will be all right. This bloke run fourth, got beat, you know, a few lengths, but went all right on debut. Actually got beat about six lengths on the day. But you're talking about a Group 3 horse in Witherspoon who won the race. 11, 10, 12 and 13.
Rightio, the third one, Checker Pen, 14. Number 2, Athena's Voice, 5. 3, Hellstar, 8. 4, Sports Star Samuel, 14. Number 5, Kilimanya Kid, 11. 6, Miss Mama Zara, $8.50. Number 7, Hokitani is 13. 8, Fast Quest, $7.50. 9, She Excites, $2.40. And 10 out. Favourite 9, She Excites at $2.40.
I like Athena's Voice there. I don't think there's much between it. She Excites. Athena's Voice won a $17.50 at Musselbrook. Two runs back, got way back in the field, and Robert Thompson negotiated a lovely path through the field there. Was absolutely bolting on the home turn, and he won by a length running away. Then came back to Musselbrook and was beaten the other day, or about a length, a bit less than a length, in a 17.50. Robert revved it up on the home turn. It ran on okay. Looked like it was looking for further. Goes to 2,200 today on the home track. And the way it's been running on, I think it'll get the distance. I've got it on top. The other one, number 9, She Excites, the favourite, trained by Luke Hilton at Gosford. Having a trot too, Luke. So's the rider, Josh Adams. This horse won easy at Tamworth the other day, but honestly, he beat a very mediocre field. Was back running last and absolutely bolted in, but prior to that, run fifth at Newcastle behind Latin Light. I can see why it's favourite. Run third at Gosford, beaten five lengths there over the 2,100, three runs back. But one thing it can do is stay, and she hit the line good in that week race at Tamworth. She's second pick. Number 5, Kilimanya Kid, 2,200 today. He's been running on strong. Thought she was a little bit disappointing last start at Musselbrook, but Bucko's sticking with her. She can run a sticking with him. She can run a place for Tina Williams. And number 6, Miss Mama Zara. He was a good run, two runs back. I think that was at Musselbrook that day when it ran on really strong. Yes, it was. It's since only run fifth in a mile race at Cessnock, but it was too short for it. Better suited today at the 2,200. 2,9, 5, and 6.
Rightio, race 4, 1 Christensen, 3.30, 2 Nobility, 34, 3 Panetti, 34, 4 Tengara Express, 10, 5 Alpha Centauri, 19, 6 out, 7 Dreamfire, $5, number 8 Medigo, 151, 9 out, 10 Hour Winnie, 250, 11 out, 12 Reddy's Queen, 26, 13 Lord Byron, $6, 250, number 10 Hour Winnie, the favourite.
It's my best bet of the day. It was a certainty beat at Tamworth last start Hour Winnie. I'm just having a look at it now. It run fifth. The odd settled and left. Got beat less than half a length. Should have won by two lengths. Got held up two or three times at the straight. The thing against him, he's a back marker, or she is. And they decided to go forward on her at Tamworth, two runs back, and was up running second. And she didn't like that at all. She weakened badly. Turned it up over the mile that day. And some of her runs at Tamworth, Musselbrook, one day she runs second there in a 1,400. Coming from near last, have been outstanding. And that run over the mile at Tamworth last start, she should have won and won easily. Very, very unlucky. Mile around Scone should suit her with the long run home. I think she'll be very hard to beat here with 57 on her back. Number 13, Lord Byron's a front runner. They went very hard the other day at Cessnock. Up front, it's another runner. I thought it did a good job to fight on and run second in that race. Paul Perry has got him. Today he goes to the mile. That was 15.70 the other day, so it is similar. And I don't know, he may try and lead all the way again today. Set a sizzling pace the other day, him and the horse that was there with him. And maybe today he's ridden a bit quieter, he'll be hard to beat. Number 1, Christensen with Ben Smith these days, formerly with Gay and Adrian. It was a big disappointment, I thought, when it was straight in Sydney. He'd run third at Port Macquarie recently. The run was okay. Nothing sensational. He's pretty short. He's got a chance. And number seven, Dream Fire. First up, Paul Perry, Mitchell Bell. 10, a good thing to beat 13, 1 and 7.
Now, the fifth one out, 2, I Am a Cool Kid, 230. Number 3, Retribution is 420. 4, I Wear Prada, 21. 5, Flash Stinger, $6. Number 6, Cesare, $6. 7, Starrick, 19. 8, Dame Curry, 6. 9 out and 10, Dead Reckoning, 51. Favourite number 2, I Am a Cool Kid, 230.
This is a crackerjack class run race, class 1. He's a very, very talented horse, number 2, I Am a Cool Kid. Got him on top. Gaynor Williams has got him, and she's put the tongue tie on him today. He's a 5-year-old having his third start. I saw him trial one day back in 2016 in the spring at Scone, and he went like a house on fire. I thought, geez, how good are you? I had a talk to Gaynor after the trial. Said, I'm going to put him down out in the west. He bolted in and made that Bathurst in November 2016, and he either broke down or he had a lot of issues. And he never raced for about 18 months. And he resumed here at Scone in a crackerjack class, one behind the big Vin. He runs second, 3 wide, no cover up, running third, hit the front inside the 200. And the big Vin's a very, very smart provincial horse. He beat him a length and a half at the finish. But he needed the run first up after such a long gap. And Roman Typhoon ran fourth in the race. He won a Saturday race in town a couple of weeks back. He won a highway. Look, I know it's a real good race, but he's a real good horse, and Greg Ryan is on him again. He rode him the other day, and I think he'll win the race. Retribution is very smart. Trained at Maitland by Phil Atkins, first up after a brilliant Cessnock trial win. He only had the 2 runs, bowled in at Taree back in January before a spell. As I said, he's very fast, but he's got a ton of speed. He'll probably want to lead in the race. Number 8, Dame Curry. Couldn't have been more impressive. Wasn't an overstrong maiden at Tamworth, but it was on the boo. Alan Denham's got it. It went terrific in the trial, in the race. The bit extra triple suit. And number 5, Flash Stinger. It was very good winning a maiden at Tamworth. This is a lot stronger. And you can't leave out Schurz there, Brett Kavanagh's horse. And I could only put it in for 5th. Bolted in at the Grafton Carnival, but this is such a hot race. 2, 3, 8, and 5.
Now, race 6, 1, Mr. Bon Jovi, 5.50, 2, Blinkin' Fast, 8.50, 3 out, 4, Bella Portugal, 4.60, 5, Von Classic Hero, 34. 6, he's out, Toy Boy, 7, 7, like his last 3.28, Here Come to Drums, 5, 9, Max Reward, 15, 10, Enjoyable, 41, 3.20, favourite, 7, like his last.
Well, I'm sticking with my old favourite, Bella Portugal, here. I tipped it and I was blue in the face when she kept running terrific races at Scone, running placings. From back in the field. She's a back marker. And then I got off her and tipped a second, and she went to Newcastle and won that day. And then I come back on her the other day, Sean, which I don't usually do, and she won up here at Scone. Aaron Bullock rode her the other day for the first time. Pearl of a ride, slow out, and then raced a lot closer. Three wide, just the same, on the home turn. Hit the front at the 200 and was really strong to the line. She is very, very strong. I think she can win again. She loves this track. You know, never fails to run a bad race here. And I like her at a bit of value. Number 7, like his last, went really good first up the other day. That was at either Bustabrook or Scone. So I have a look here. That was at, sorry, Tamworth, behind Girl in a Million. The winner, Shane Edmonds, has got her, and she flew out. Bolted in. She's a very fast horse, 1 in a million. He went to town after that. So like his last, his first up runner is very good. Number 8, Here Come to Drums. Won 2 of its last 3. Looked good in winning at Tamworth last start. And number 1, Mr. Bon Jovi. Very impressive. First up at Gunnedah. When it won there with 58 on its back. Got 59.5 today. Bucko sitting on 94 winners for the season only need six. Your big chance of getting the ton. He writes Mr. Bon Jovi. 4781.
Right, our race 7, 1 James Richard is $5, 2 Fort Jackson, $9.50, 3 Cabrier, 7, 4 Matakari, 15, number 5 Emperor Ali, 16, 6 out, 7 No Reason, 12, 8 Ashara, 5.50, 9 Fine Behind, 17, number 10 Grand Chaleur, 151, 11 High Flight, 34, 12 Magical Flame, 41, 13 Panzer Faust is $3.20, 14 Spirit of Bill, 26, 15 Magic Anna, 81, 16, 17, 18 out, favourite, 3.20, number 13 Panzer Faust for G. Buckley.
She's a very smart filly. Good chance for Bucko to ride another winner here. Paul Massara trains it, owned and bred by his dad, by Reduce. She's a filly, two-year-old filly, well, just about to turn three. She's had one race start, Shane, and he took her to Newcastle, where she started double figures in one of the hottest two-year-old maidens of the season. A group one, I think it's a group one place getter now, outrageous, won the race for the Hawks team. Wayne Dunn flew from Melbourne to ride it. And another group horse, Tin Hat, grabbed second. She missed the kick. Or got to, she might, didn't miss the kick, she got kicked at the start, if my memory's right. And she was a clear last early. Then got to midfield. And she ran on terrific to run third. She got beat nearly five lengths. But you've got to look at the quality of the horses, the group horses that run one, two in the race. She ran third. She's had two trials recently. That was back in February, by the way. She ran second to Kedar in a trial at Scone. And then she was midfield at Newcastle in a recent trial when she ran on really well to run second beyond Spiritual Pursuit. In a good two-year-old trial. She'll be ready, I've got no doubt. As I said, Bucko's riding, so he don't ride that much for the Asaras. In fact, I don't know whether he's had a ride in the Arafil colours, but he's got a great opportunity today. Bad barrier, but I think she's got a lot of quality. 13 on top. One, James Richards, had a lot of chances. He's very honest. He does his best. Now, I normally check out, but I haven't had time. I don't know the boy riding the horse, Kyle Wilson Taylor.
He rides well. He's with Brett Dodson at Coffs Harbour. He won at his second ride in a race.
Right.
And the male is Ken Sinon.
Well, Brett's a terrific man, not only with horses, but would be with kids too. Brett's a very astute trainer, and he'd be guiding him in the right direction. Mm. Timmy McIntosh has snapped him up here to claim four. Makes a big difference, 59.5 to 55.5. So he should run well. He'll get up on the speed. He always does. Number three, Cabrier for Ben Smith. First up, got a place out. And Fort Jackson. Gee, I don't know what happened to him at Gunnedah. He was disappointing. His runs before that had been terrific. 13-1, 3-2.
All right, now we go to the final event. And actually, he's ridden two winners. He waited another winner on the weekend that young fella, Kyle Wilson-Tata. He's had probably about 10 or 12 rides, ridden two winners. Okay, the last one, Emperor Harada, $5, 2 Smith, 7, number 3 Bullet Sun, $5, 4, 5, 6 out, 7 Road to Heaven, 3.10, 8 Oakfield Twilight, 7.50, 9 Red Braids, 5.50, 10 I Can Hear Music, 21, 11 out, 12 Ultimate Fantasy, 14, 13 Mansab, 71, and 14 Sealum is 81. Favourite, 3.10, number 7 Road to Heaven.
Oh, at the top weight, I think he's a smart horse. He's flying too, Emperor Harada. He's won his last two at Gosford. $5 or $5.50 each way forever. He's with a great man in Neil Ward, trainer of that former Crackerjack Riverdale and many other good horses. Chris O'Brien rides him. He's won his two at Gosford recently, first and second up from a spell, soft six and on a heavy eight. Now, some people say, well, hang on a minute, this is a good four. Well, I can tell you that both Neil Ward and Chris O'Brien told me before those wins at Gosford, that they weren't that confident of him handling a wet track because he hadn't worked that well on wet tracks. They wanted a good track for him where he'd worked really good. So today, he gets onto a good track. He's got barrier three, I think, now, he won a maiden at Gosford, jumped to a class two, and won again. Now he's back to a class one. That's why he's got 60 kilos. He's beautifully placed here. The big track will suit, and he's a front row. I'm not underestimating Road to Heaven. Beautifully bred horse. Was very good first up. Chris Lees has got it. Good first up at Muswellbrook. He's a lovely type by high chap. I can see why he's favourite. However, I think the other horse is pretty good. Wonder Beat 7, 2 Smith is another cracking race. I mean, Smith is flying. His runs have been enormous. He's won, what, 3 of his last 4. Should have won the other one. And number 3 Bullets at 1-7, 2-3. Sean?
Rightio. What do you like on the day? Anything stand out? Catch your eye?
Winnie, race 4, number 10. Al Winnie is my best bet.
All right, so that's the one on what looks to be a beautiful day there today.
Magic day. Track will be good. Very strong program, as it always is at Scone. And as I've said before, I just love punting here because of the long straight, and they get their chance. And had something on an $18 winner on Saturday, so I've got something to play with.
Well, there you go. You just got that much money. You won't know what to do, will you?
No, no. Wasn't that good? I'd back a few losers before it. No, that was the Rogers or Chris Wallace.
Yeah.
Al Malambo, whatever its name is, that won at Randwick. I was doing a tab show at the Rutherford Hotel, and I saw its trial, and Tony Brassel tipped it, so had something each way, paid $18. It was great.
Beautiful. There you go. He's got too much money, see?
Well, the pub was unlucky that I'm a non-drinker. Otherwise, I would have spent plenty of it.
I know. Right, mate. Well, hear you through the day. I got Bucko about to join me, and he'll run through his rides today. He's got a good day ahead. And we'll hear you at the late mail through the day.
That'll be great. Good on you, mate. See ya.
Good on you, Gary. Gary Harley there. Grant Buckley's with you now. Morning, Grant.
How are you, Cos?
I'm good, mate. You bounced the ball in the second there. You got little Jeffrey for Peter Eggleston. This has been knocking on the door as well.
Yeah, no, I've been on its last couple of starts, and especially last start, you know, we were at Cessnock and sort of got back a little bit, but ran home really, really nice. So I think it's a sort of horse that'll appreciate the bigger track at Scone, up in distance a little bit. But, I think the horse will be knocking on the door today for sure from the good gate course.
Yeah, you got another lovely live ride in the third. Cooler Than Your Kid, this prep, had won its first two, and it's been ultra-consistent the other three.
Yeah, like, it's probably been a little bit unlucky its last few starts, but it's probably looking for this journey. And, Tony, she does a good job with her horses. And, hopefully, you know, it's sort of looking at the race, it sort of doesn't look like an overly strong race. So hopefully can put it right foot forward.
Tim McIntosh, your stable's going well. He's got I Wear Prada in the fifth for you. It's first up, but last prep had raced real well.
Yeah, no, he's a good horse named Timmy, and it's good to have rides for him. He's every time I ride for him, his horses are around the mark, and it looks like a good race for the horse. There's a little bit of speed there. I've drawn a little bit awkward in 5, but he's going around one corner, so hopefully he can race well today.
Race 6, you're on the top, Mr. Bon Jove. This was won the other day. First up, nice win too.
Yeah, no, good win, like you say, and the horses are going really well this time up. First start from a spell and put its right foot forward. So if it can do that, the only thing is it's just drawn a little bit of a nasty gauge, drawn 10. It's got a bit of weight, going up to carrying 6.5 on its back. That's probably a little bit of an issue, but if it can sort of carry the weight and get over that alley, shouldn't be too far away, of course.
Now, speaking of bad barriers, you've drawn the bleachers again on your next mount, Panzer Faust, in the next for Paul Massara, but it's only had the one run, showed a bit.
Yeah, no, like you say, it's had one start, and then first start back from a spell. It actually trolled okay. I think it was trolled at Newcastle, and it sort of ran okay. And it's good to have a ride for Massara. I haven't had a ride for him for a while, so hopefully I can do the right thing and have a good run in transit, and hopefully I can do something on the horse.
Now, interesting runner, Sealham for Nick Mitchell in the last. It's had a little let up. It was in good form before. Probably wants a bit of ground, but two trials under the belt and 1,400. It might be near the mark.
Yeah, like you say, Cos, it's a sort of definitely horse that'll get ground. It's had a couple of good, tough trials, and it's probably going to be looking for a little bit further than this, but it's got no weight on its back, and like you say, Cos, it's sort of trialled quite reasonable the other day, and it's had a couple of good, tough trials, so, if we can take that in consideration, it should run a cheeky race.
Nice book of rides today, Grant. Can you sort one out you think's probably a little better than the others?
Mate, I really like the horse in race two, Pete Langleston's horse. I think it's the sort of horse that's on its way up, and the bigger track will suit it. And sort of the way it got home at Cessnock the other day, it sort of, you know, ticked all the boxes, guys.
All right, little Jeffrey, and just finally, have you and Ty England managed to drain one of these rivers of all fish, all wildlife in there? Is the fishing going good or ordinary?
No, well, the last couple of times we've been out with England, I think he's a bit of a mock. Yeah, we haven't caught many fish when he's been in the boat, but he's in Hawaii, suntanning himself at the moment, so hopefully he comes good when he gets back.
He might be bringing bananas on board or one of those other superstitions.
Yeah, that's right.
Just check his lunchbox next time. Good on you, Grant. Good luck today.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.